Now, the second feast is a feast of the unleavened bread. Spoke about in Leviticus 25:6, you know. This feast begins the day after, you know, on the day following the start of the Passover. Because in the haste, the Israelites had to leave. We know the story that they had to bake bread. They had to bake it without leaven, without yeast. You know, they didn't have time. So this feast was done so they'd remember the hardship they had in Egypt. You know, and how God kept them and brought them out of captivity. You know. Also, leaven often represents sin. You know, and decay, the thing that grows within us. You know. It's hard to get around, you know. So in John 6:35, you know, it speaks about bread, you know, it speaks about the bread that God fulfilled that, you know, that they ate unleavened bread that was filled, and he, you know, that, you know, Jews are constantly sacrificing, you know, unblemished lambs, you know, temporary atonement for sin, you know. Along comes Jesus, who's the perfect sacrifice. And in John 6:35, Jesus boldly states that he's the bread of life, that sustenance that it is. You know, he says, not only does he remove our sins, he also nourishes our souls. So that is found, that fulfillment is found, you know, in Christ's statement, I am the bread of life. I sustain you, I fill you. He was our lamb, he's also our sustenance.